WJTL with Aaron Bucks. I got you. Good morning. It's 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. It is Winning Wednesday today. We are celebrating by giving away passes to the Christmas Spirit Light Show. It opens November 30th, which is this Saturday, at Clipper Magazine Stadium. Tune in for details and chances to win all day long.
It's a WJTL Water Street tradition. Lisa Landis broadcasting live this morning from Water Street, Mission. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Fred and Annie. We are here in the dining hall. Yes, it is a great tradition. And breakfast now in full swing here in the dining hall. All the tables filled. I don't know if you had a chance to hear my conversation with Todd a few minutes ago. He's here having breakfast with us. And what's really cool is I actually had a chance to meet Todd at the Providence Shelter opening. It's Water Street Mission's new emergency shelter. So talk a little bit about that, Jack.
Sure. So actually, the shelter will be officially opening for usage on December 9th. But we're really excited because we've created a brand new space and changed the way that we're doing emergency shelter. Right now, we have 70 bunk beds in a 2,500 square foot space, which is incredibly tight and cramped and just doesn't feel safe or dignified for our guests. And so we're excited that the new space is 9,000 square feet. It allows us to have a much different feel. Our guests will feel a lot safer and have more personal space and just a sense of dignity and value for them as they're trying to get back on their feet, as Todd was telling his story, to take those steps forward and see their lives changed.
Yeah. I just love that new Providence shelter. And there's just, it's, you know, you walk in and everything is brand new. And I love how you have like the little charging stations and the bathrooms, the showers. I was so impressed.
Yeah, our staff really took a lot of time to think about what could make that space feel comfortable and also serve our guests well. And we actually had input from some of our guests as well. So individual cell phone charging lockers where they can secure their belongings. The lighting is really thoughtful and trauma informed to make sure that our guests really feel safe and have access to what they need to. We even added respite rooms for our guests who are working late at night and coming in. They don't have to climb right into bed. They have a chance to kind of decompress, relax after their long day of work, and then settle down and get into bed at 2 a.m. or whatever they need to. Just trying to really provide a space that considers who they are and what they need.
We are talking with Water Street Mission President Jack Crowley. Coming up at about 7:20, we will meet another Water Street Mission guest, Agnes. And again, for more information and all those details on the Rescue Mission food drive underway now through December 20th, WSM.org. Back to you.